Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
And we back in this thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, welcome sir,
back.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, podcast people. It's the Down Bad Podcast for episode 36.
Yep.
36, man. You know what I'm saying? We don't got no special guests today, but it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? It's the original the Goon Squad, so we're going to get to it. First honestly, off, we're going to start off with these shout-outs. Know what I'm saying? I need you to pull up the... You good, bro?
You good?
Allergies, bro. Allergies. Fucking eyes watering. Welcome back, podcast people. We are the Down Bad Podcast, back with episode number 36. We got everybody in the building today. No special guest, unfortunately, because, we are all going through it right now. We are all, man, fucked up. But, you know, we gonna go ahead. We can't skip a week of the podcast. It don't matter if we was all in a fucking hospital. We gonna be recording from them damn stretchers. No cap. We cannot miss a podcast. We on this grind. Shout out to the 7,000 subscribers. Big 7K in the fucking comments. You know what I'm saying? Big 7K. You know what I'm saying? Just finally hit 7,000 subscribers. So... y'all, we going up. We going up and we glowing up. We getting better.
Hey, OnlyFans dropping at 10K.
OnlyFans dropping at 10K. He going to put all his orgies up there. I don't know if that's what...
That was not a...
I don't think that came out how I wanted it to come out. Yeah. Never mind. I retract that statement.
Aren't you going to be part of the page if it's a down bad OnlyFans?
Yeah.
What you going to put on there?
Okay.
What?
What you going to put on there?
I can just be my meat on there.
We back with episode number 36. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna go ahead and get to these shout outs. Now look, we got everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that was on the TikTok live. Shout out to the Instagram live. If you came from the Instagram live, man, that shit was funny as fuck. Oh my god. Shout out to everybody that was in the Instagram live, man. Y'all niggas are fucking hilarious. No cap.
It in lore.
But shout out to the TikTok, you know what I'm saying? We got Amari, we got Drew, like always, you know. We got the World of Jordan, we got Love Dior, we got Brandon, we got Hunter, we got Mouthful of Cherries, we got McKenzie, and we got Akatalik. Shout out Mouthful of Cherries, too. I'm going to insert the picture somehow, some way. She actually just made us, down bad waifus, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to her, personally.
Be incorporating that to the logo.
And, I forgot, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we will be coming on an official logo pretty soon. I gotta go ahead and get to these podcasts. The YouTube comments, because I be forgetting sometimes. And you know, first off, shout out to motherfucking the GOAT, the first shout out that should always be the first shout out, Mr. Bon Von himself.
Bon Von's the GOAT.
You know what I'm saying? Bon Von, I don't know what he be doing in his free time, but man, he be animating the fuck out of us, and that shit be looking wonderful. No cap.
Yeah, he drew me too. He drew me.
He drew Afo. Me and Afo got a whole little animated thing. I think it's because of the dreads. I think it's because we be having the easiest hairstyles.
Bon Von can do dreads. He can.
It's just faster when
he drew
it's not
me
dread.
When I had my prom pick. He drew my prom pick.
Yeah, you just had a fade though.
Yeah, I just had a little fade. Not
That's what
crazy.
I'm saying.
It's, yeah, it, I think it is because he drew me with the hat on. Now that I realize he drew me with the hat on.
It's just it's harder to do. You know, understandable though.
Yeah, no, it's still it. we love it, bro.
Yeah, we love it.
Every time we see it, the group chat lights up. I'm not
no,
gonna
no cap.
Yeah, please send me the actual photo.
Literally, it's already in there.
What?
Everything. It's already in there. What do you mean?
Of him sending it? Cause he just puts it on a story.
You can just ask him.
I'm about to say. Yeah. I just went to the literally just told him to send it to me through the DM.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah. So y'all should go ahead. You know, follow all our Instagrams. You know what I'm saying? Literally, bro, just keep on supporting us the way y'all have been, bro. Y'all been going fucking crazy. Like,
I love it.
It's literally insane. Like. Don't get me wrong. I know y'all be like, we be having like little jokes with the old man shit and everybody else, you know, and everything like that. But listen, like when I say Like, that shit does not bother me. That shit, I love it that y'all love, like, the jokes and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because it means that y'all actually tuned into the podcast. Because if niggas don't know what the fuck is going on, they're just going to be like, oh, shit, you know, he's just old. But it's like, you know, it's an actual joke on the podcast. So, you know, shout out to everybody that, you know,
Shout out to everybody that keeps up with the lore.
That's your Tubby Welcher. Huh? Your Tubby Welcher. It's the old man. How do we call him?
They call him Tubby because they say he's fat.
Yeah, exactly. That's your Tubby Welcher, like your equivalent.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Man. They call me old man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we got we got the Black Python said, what's popping, y'all? I've been tuning in for a few months, and I love this podcast. Y'all are like older brothers, low key.
That's crazy, man. That's a crazy one.
Fucking W, man.
Big W.
Digital one. Thug said, all supporters hit that like button. We need these guys to get the recognition that they deserve. You good? Alvin Horner said, man, y'all really up there, and I appreciate the content y'all put out. And like always, Lou the Goat, you know, shout out to you, man. Let's go ahead. Mr. Bon Von said, yes, bro, I love these 2-hour podcasts. Bro has set his spawn point before taking a swim. Hell no. The kid Z-Rix, I'm sorry if I pronounce your name right. I mean wrong, but I've been saying that for the longest. I recognize people now. I recognize a lot of people. The best way to end the night is to watch the new episode. No cap.
Amazing.
That's crazy.
Grace Satterwhite, you know, shout out to Grace Satterwhite. She is a real person. You already know I'm coming. You already know I'm coming back every podcast to comment and support. Then she said Malik in the ad with the laughing emojis. Bon Von once again said, W Nick on that grind, miss you. Everybody was saying we miss you, Nick. Everybody is saying we miss you, Nick. Hey, like, literally, when y'all don't know, like, my man's be grinding, bro. My man's be grinding. And I know my voice sound like this is because I literally just got back and I'm tired. So let's go ahead and do a couple more. Sarah Muhammad said, man, the Manscaped ads always finna get me. The only DIA said the Manscaped ads been hitting different.
More skits are coming.
No, 100%. Sooner than you think. Lico said, release that outro song.
Yeah, that's fire.
On the Down Bad album at 10K. Down Bad album at 10K.
Down Bad album at 10K?
Yeah. What was the song? The Free Wave. Are you down? Are you down?
Oh,
down?
My God.
That one clean, that bro.
No, that's never dropping.
She put my pants down and say Free Wave.
Oh, my God. They went 30 on it.
That's never dropping.
Let's see. One more. Let's go ahead and do. SMS Joker said, I binged every episode of this podcast. Y'all funny as hell. Hey, we love when y'all go ahead and leave comments and everything like that. And when y'all like tell y'all friends and stuff about us, bro. Listen, hey, nothing but fucking love. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna go ahead and start this podcast off with I guess.
How was your trip?
Yeah, I took a trip to Seattle. Seattle? What
Seattle?
The fuck?
Damn, bro.
Oh, my God, bro. I'm that tired, bro. I took a fucking trip to South Beach. Fuck. What is
damn,
it?
Damn, bro.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Myrtle
Beach, South Carolina. My bad. Yeah, I can just say, bro, Myrtle Beach is fucking beautiful, man. If y'all had me on Instagram, y'all seen some of the pictures I was posting and shit like that, bro.
You post three pictures.
Literally, I posted three pictures. Hey, that's a big fucking improvement from all the way from 2015. No cap. That's a big fucking improvement. No cap.
Yeah, they're telling you to update your Instagram.
Yeah. Fucking Aiden.
Update
your
Instagram, bro.
Hold on. Let me read the DM that I got by Aiden real quick.
The way you posted it seemed like you were Hollywood.
What? The way I posted?
Yeah, the way you posted. Just like three photos. Yeah, just pictures.
Yeah. Hey, I said it. I was like, I'm starting to get a little IG thought, you know.
And with the Drake music.
Yeah, I had to put the Drake music, you know what I'm saying? So, Aiden said, old man Lou, chill. All I'm saying is y'all got a podcast with hella buzz. The least you can do is update your profiles.
Starting off with old man Lou, chill is crazy.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know how it started.
Bro, I really... It was Aiden. He
with
literally...
the old man?
Yes, he started calling me Old Man Lou. Literally, everybody was just saying I was old, and they was, like, making the old jokes, but he put the official Old Man Lou.
Old Man Lou.
A W Trend.
Oh my God.
W Trendsetter.
Okay.
But yeah, my trip was man, if y'all ain't never been to Myrtle Beach, bro, I recommend everybody to go, man. It's a good place you can go if you like coupled up, single, what's it called? Family trip, anything. Like all of that, all of it combined is just literally wonderful. It is a fucking beautiful face. I mean, I said beautiful face. A beautiful place, man. It is a beautiful place. I went to the beach. Man, listen, that was my first time, like, at a beach and, like, actually absorbing the beach and shit like that. Because the other time I went was, like,
absorbing the beach.
Like, it was, like, the Bahamas.
Yeah, I've never been to the beach.
Bro, the beach is fucking beautiful.
No. That's crazy.
Not even Lake Michigan?
No.
What?
Bro, it is fucking beautiful,
Never been
man.
To a beach.
What?
No.
That's crazy.
Looks like we got to go.
I'm about to say, I can't wait for our first.
Down Bad Beach episode.
Down Bad fucking vacation. That's gonna be a trip.
I'm telling you, bro.
That's gonna be a trip, bro.
Slide out to Miami.
I told
you got
y'all
Miami gonna... money,
huh?
Hey, when them Arby's checks start hitting,
Arby's,
Arby's. Hell no. Yeah, well, they gonna sponsor us
to do mukbangs.
To do mukbangs.
Nah, that'd be crazy. That'd be crazy. But yeah, I had man, listen, top 10 recommendation I've ever got. Fiesta Mexicana and Myrtle Beach, bro. When I tell you, that food is so fucking fire. It is so fire.
So out of 10?
Out of 10, it's getting an 11, bro.
Were you eating inside or outside?
Inside. Okay. Like, literally, when I tell you, like, and I'm not even trying to overhype it.
It was like a boardwalk type of area?
It was just, like, sitting there in the cut. But it's like a decent restaurant. We had to wait 2 hours.
Really? For reservation? Like, to get a seat?
To get a seat. And it was fucking worth
it. You can't even get the food yet.
No, it was two hours. Listen, it was 2 hours. And then when we sat down, we ordered. Bro, when I tell you the food came within like you know how out here, mm-hmm. you'd be waiting all fucking day.
Yeah.
At certain restaurants, you're waiting all day. When I was in Myrtle Beach, when I tell you, we got our food within the first 20 minutes.
Dang.
Literally.
So 2 hours and 20 minutes?
No. 2 hours to seat, but we had went back to the hotel. So it wasn't like we were just sitting there waiting for 2 hours. We came, checked in. They were like, all right, it's going to be a 2 hour wait. We went back to the hotel and then we did some other shit and everything like that. Then we came back as soon as the 2 hour mark was about to hit.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. Then we just walked inside, bro. Food got there. We ordered. Food got there within like 25 minutes. When I tell you, everybody down that fucking thing was like, oh my good God. Like, this shit is delicious.
What'd you get?
Right? It's something called an ACP.
What is that?
It's like a rice with like chicken on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I tell you the way that they make it, it's so basic, but it is so fucking good. It's like some sauce in between it. Like the sauces and everything. Bro, the shit is so good, bro. It is amazing. It is amazing. No cap. I recommend if you go to South Carolina, if you live in South Carolina, go to Myrtle Beach, go to the boardwalk. Because like I said, it is the perfect balance of the morning. In the morning, you see motherfuckers waking up running, you know what I'm saying? You know, you in a good little neighborhood when, you know, motherfuckers sitting out there, they're running and, you know, they got the little booty shorts on and everybody, you know, they just running, you know, just good neighborhood vibes. Hey, neighbor, how you
outside?
Doing?
Like, huh? The MILF's running outside?
MILF's running outside. They pass by. Hey, neighbor, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? And then it's like the whole opposite just flip when you go to the boardwalk at night. It's just nothing but straight ratchetness. And I love every single fucking piece of it. Literally, when I tell you, there were so many cars with suspension that was like out of this fucking world, bro. It looked like fucking
twerking?
Sin.
Huh? Were the cars twerking?
Bro, the cars were twerking. One motherfucker, he was just driving. He had the back let down, and he was all the way up, like 10 feet in the air.
Nigga was driving looking at God.
On me, like, yes. I was like, bro, I'm like, that shit is cold. But I even seen three cars. They had the motherfucking light up rims and the light up. Bro, it looked like the car scene.
Yeah, the
car scene when they on the expressway. Like, three cars like that pulled up right behind each other, all stacked upon each other. I was like, bro. I was like, this shit is really wild. And the thing is, it'd be like 11 o'clock at night. It'd be still look kids sitting out there running.
So wait, so like, was it a special occasion out there or it's just like an everyday
thing?
No,
it was just the weekend. It was just the weekend.
Damn. Wonder what 4th of July going to look like.
Huh?
So I wonder what 4th of July going to look like.
Is 4th of July on the weekend this year?
No.
I have no clue.
Oh, well, if it is, they going to probably tee that bitch up. They was popping fireworks. They was doing everything, bro. When I tell you,
And don't even get me started.
On Monday.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be disrespectful when I say this, but man, listen. The women out there, oh my good God. Oh my good God. Like.
Explain.
Okay. It's like in the morning. It's like, if you like snow bunnies, it's like snow bunny galore in the morning. And at night, it's just all the beautiful black women that just come out just absolutely just fucking gorgeous. And you know they on vacation, so you know they be coming with the braids, the fox locks, and, you know, and the butterfly locks and everything like that. When I tell you, I was like, good God almighty. There are some beautiful fucking black women on this damn boardwalk.
Mm. You should have used that notoriety, you know. Listen, gang.
No, I was going to use my own poker rib and be like, you know, podcast.
That's great.
Hell nah. But yeah, I was like, man, it was an amazing trip. Amazing trip. No cap. I was like, bruh, I was down there. I was like, man, I wish I had y'all that came with me. Cause man, when I tell y'all, we would have teed the fuck up down there, man. I think I low key might have got recognized, but since it was just me, they didn't want to, you know, they couldn't confirm it. Mm. But if it was like all of us, they would have been like, oh shit, yes, that's all of them type shit.
That's so crazy.
That is kind of crazy.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Just imagine you just at the beach. You got like 15 niggas running up on you. Low.
Oh, bro, all I said is all it takes is one, bro. All it takes is one person to recognize you. Then a bunch of people want pictures with you, and they don't even know how the fuck you are.
Facts.
Yeah.
Saving it for later.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. That's facts.
They won't have no idea who the fuck you are, but they will literally, oh my God, is that Afo? One person just scream out, Afo, can I get a picture? You sure? Then another person, oh my God, can I get a picture? They won't even know who the fuck you are.
I'd want a picture with myself too.
Honestly, I'd want a picture of myself.
Well, like.
Like me, I know how to take pictures. You feel me?
But that's different though. Like.
Him, yeah, I don't know. Him, I don't know.
I can't take a picture of myself?
I didn't say that, but I'm just saying.
So if you was just a random nigga on the street, you would want to take a picture of yourself?
Yeah, because it's me.
I can respect that answer. I can respect it.
I can respect it. No cap. But yeah, that trip was most definitely, I recommend it to everybody, man. I recommend it to everybody. If you ain't never been to Myrtle Beach, I recommend going. Bring your homies, bring your girl. It's a vibe out there, man. It's a vibe. Bro, going into the airport this morning, oh my God, it was so quiet.
Quiet? Yes.
You came in on a Monday? Were you at the airport on a Monday or Sunday?
I was on Monday, this morning.
What airport?
In South Beach. I mean, oh. I keep saying South Beach. In Myrtle Beach.
Oh, like coming here?
The Myrtle Beach Airport is so peaceful. Everything moves so smoothly.
Really?
I got to O'Hare. We had to wait an hour and 20 minutes for our bags.
Oh, fuck.
Damn.
Yes.
Just for the bags.
Nah, that's crazy.
Just for the bags.
What the fuck?
I am so serious.
Like, what the bags took a separate trip or something?
Bro, it seemed like the bags took a whole separate trip. Like, literally, we had to wait half of our fucking flight there for our bags.
Damn.
Nah, that's crazy.
It usually took, like, maybe, like, 15, 30 minutes for that's your bags. That's what I'm saying, like, 30, 40,
not even. It took about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to say 10 minutes for the bags. But then,
literally, it seemed like, I was like, bro, I'm like, these motherfuckers just might as well just say our shit got lost in the air.
I would have called Nick. I'm like, what's going on back there, Shady?
I'm like, what's going on?
I was like, man, listen. I was like, bro, I was so pissed off, man. Bro, that's how y'all know. I fuck with y'all heavy, and I cannot miss a podcast because, bro, I am on, like, literally, like, 2 hours of sleep right now. I know sometimes it might not look like it, but I am on 2 fucking hours of sleep last night. I mean, see, I can't even fucking talk. I can't even fucking talk, bro. I am so tired right
now.
This
nigga Lou Brain is stuttering right now.
Man, that motherfucker's on straight, what's it called? Autopilot.
You running on fumes and vibes.
On me, it's on a reserve battery right now.
It's the Perky Perks. You good?
I'm good.
It's the Perky Perks. I used to go to school like
you
that.
You take a perk for real?
I got a perk right now. You pop perk?
Yeah, what?
Right, I pop perks.
When we gonna get the shrooms? When we gonna do the shrooms?
I got a person. I mean, allegedly, I don't know.
We gotta have Nick back for that one though.
Yeah,
low key.
We got a low key. I was telling y'all we should low key. I think we're gonna low key have to switch the days. I'm gonna just have to fucking.
If we switch the days, our schedules are gonna be up too.
What do you mean?
Like in terms of like how we do shit.
How you figure?
I don't know. It just depends on, you know, the day we move it to.
I'm saying, but like, I want Nick back in this motherfucker, man.
I do too.
I mean, I think wasn't his schedule only changed for this month though?
No, that was Malik.
Yeah, that was me.
That was Nick too, though.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like,
for real.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, last he said that his schedule was like majority for this month. So I don't know what happens after this month, but that's what I've always.
I was about to say, if next month, if push comes to shove and he can fucking get that shit back on schedule, that'd be wonderful.
That's what I'm saying.
That'd be fucking wonderful. No cap.
Indeed.
Because, man, we miss my man's Nick, man.
We need him. Need you, brother.
Literally. You know what? You know what I noticed? It's like we all have our own personalities, and Nick is always the peacemaker.
He is a peacemaker.
Nick is always, Nick is always the peacemaker. I was watching that, and I was watching like the old podcast. I was like, Nick is always the peacemaker. You know how we was on here, this bitch fighting?
Yeah, he would have been dead.
Nick would have been like, all right.
I'm not gonna lie. I definitely like would have had to get my point out on that episode.
But I was
still would have to get my point.
Nick most definitely, he plays the peacemaker, no cap. Y'all, how y'all been? Because we're talking about my trip.
Sick.
Hell yeah.
Whole time.
Hell yeah.
Oh my god, I don't mean to interrupt. My bad. I saw a fucking BBL ant booty today. The worst BBL I've seen in a minute.
BBL ant booty.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. Once you've seen your first bad BBL, you would never forget it.
Bro, it was like two drumsticks put together. Like literally, it looked like a drumstick right here, a drumstick right here, just put together, and it was like the butt was so out and the legs were so in. I was like, why did you do that to yourself?
Like a half-eaten hamburger?
Yes, like it was fucking nasty, bro.
Did the face look good at least?
No, she was cool, but I was like, bro, I'm like, that BBL is fucked up, bro.
Would you beat her down?
Listen, I'm not going to say I would. I'm not going to say I wouldn't, because I don't know. It's like if it looked like that in clothes, I wonder, like, if it get naked, like when she naked and shit, like, what the fuck do it look like? Like
a deflated biscuit.
Wow. Yeah, like when she take her pants off, like, is it just going to look like literally look like a pee?
I think it might have a little sag to it. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
No, BBL booties, they just float on midair.
Yeah, they just
they defy gravity.
Yeah, for real though. They defy gravity, and they dumb motherfucker just be sitting and just like be a little, like a little hump. And they just like
nothing crazy.
But the girls with the nice ass BBLs, you like, damn.
The sloshers.
Man.
The sloshers.
Them motherfuckers, I'd be like, damn, your doctor did an excellent job. I hope you gave him a tip.
Move on, no cap. Water.
Yeah, we've been sick, bro.
No cap.
Yeah, from you. Yeah.
No, how you gonna get it from me? And we all get sick the same day.
You were the sickest.
You were the sickest.
You were the sickest.
You were the sickest.
You were the source.
Because you were the source,
bro. We were all in the same area,
but you're still the source.
Malik, shut up, bro.
Nah, what's it called? The whole time, what if it was Reek and Rye? No.
Nah, that'd be crazy.
That'd be fucking
that's
crazy.
Saying, we definitely got set up.
Because I was like, bro, I was like, when I tell you the next day I woke up, I was like, oh shit. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, me too.
I was tugging my throat like, damn, something right now? Like, what's going on? I was then, I get on the phone. Brian tell me, he like, yo, go Discord real quick. I'm like, all
right. I'm talking to Lou like this, like, bro, I can't even talk right now. So
I was like, that nigga was in the background. What's it called? He texted me. He was like, I can't talk too much. I was like, oh, Angela sleep. He was like, I was like, oh, Angela by you. He was like, and then he started laughing. Bro, I got to showing him the fucking TikToks. This nigga got to rolling. All you hear is he was like, I can't laugh.
No, I thought I was the only one that had it. I was like, I thought it was just like a little low key thing, and I was like, I had it. And then you were like, I have it too. And you were like, I have it too.
Yeah.
He was like, damn, Brian's sick too.
You know what I'm saying,
and Lou's like, damn, yeah. I woke up a little something. I thought y'all were trolling.
Bro, I thought everybody was trolling, bro. I was like, what the fuck? Bro. He was like, your brother got it too. I'm like, what the fuck?
You were sick?
Yeah, he was sick.
Like, oh my god, we didn't even show the producer. His ass been in the back, quiet.
You know what I'm saying,
I was gonna say he'd been tired.
Your mic on the ground, bro. Nah, that nigga's in the back. He slumped.
Yeah, he's tired.
He's tired.
But yeah, that first day, bro, I couldn't get out of bed. My stomach was upset, bro. I didn't eat for the first 2 days because I couldn't keep anything
down. Was it COVID?
I don't know.
It probably was.
I don't think it was COVID.
Because it didn't hit the same like the first time.
Wait, are y'all vaccinated?
Yeah, for sure.
You vaccinated?
Of course.
You vaccinated?
Nope.
I'm about to say I'm vaccinated, so
I'm out here raw dogging it.
I definitely don't think it was COVID.
That's wild.
Because I'm about to say they've already had COVID before, and they're
weak ass niggas.
I think it was just,
bro. You were
like
just sick.
So were you.
You couldn't get out of bed.
Okay, but you had COVID.
I just had a look. No.
You had COVID.
Bug crawling on the wall. Door.
Bro, stop distracting us,
bro.
I'm
about
to say. Stop distracting. I didn't even see
that. But no, I seen it. I just didn't want to say nothing.
Other than that. You know, besides being sick, I dropped a song, you know, for the first time. So,
meet a little bit of allegation.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I'm being a little of the allegations, being a little out of get out.
No, the song was hard.
I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it. This one is a lead up to a collab EP. And then later down the year, I'm dropping my solo EP.
I ain't gonna lie, TBA carried.
Huh? I ain't gonna lie, he did.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you. I'm just fucking with you. You seen Bon Vaughn when he put it out?
Yeah, bro.
Bon Vaughn,
I posted it, bro. I told you, Bon Vaughn,
he's a goat, bro.
Like, man, like he keeps me going. I had a conversation with him that day, bro. He was talking about how we motivate him and shit. I'm like,
really?
Bro, like I don't care about this shit. Like you motivate us, bro.
No,
you're one of the reasons why we keep going, bro. Because like without y'all, like there'd be no reason. I mean, we probably still would be doing it, but like nobody would be watching us. You feel me? Like we're just grateful that we have a. You know, audience that comes back, that chooses to come back and shit. So like, it's even with that, bro. Like even with that, like these past like couple weeks, how we just been going up and supporters have been like visible. It's still blowing my mind, bro. Still blowing my mind.
I told y'all like when I'm on the TikTok account, like I understand we have to be Hollywood on the TikTok account. Like we can't be sitting there following everybody. It's just strictly for the guests, so I can tag the people in the videos. But it's like when I go and I be on the podcast TikTok, and you know it's like 192,000. When I be seeing other people on the For You page and it be like follows you, I'm like, I gotta comment because it's like I wanna follow you, but it's like I cannot be scrolling through that whole fucking list trying to find people to tag in these damn videos. Only time I really be on there is when I'm like posting videos, but I start hopping on there, going to the For You pages now and shit like that. I ain't gonna lie, sometimes I just be looking at ass. But when it be like it says follows you and shit like that, I be dropping comments. Y'all, bro.
I do too.
I'll be dropping comments and Kel be dropping comments, and then when y'all be like, oh my god, like we love you guys, and I mean like I love you guys and everything like that, bro, we be like, bro, that's fucking crazy.
Bro, that's so crazy.
Yeah, that's I'll never take it for granted.
Like that, cause that's something like me personally, I knew like something like that was gonna occur.
Mm-hmm.
But like even it still occurring is like holy shit. You feel me?
I think it's because of the type, what's it called? I think it's because like we've literally been technically only doing this for like 3 months, bro. Because I always say we basically started in March.
I think we had like 1,000 coming into this year.
Yeah, coming into this year we had like 1,100 on
TikTok,
and I believe you still got the
TikTok?
Screenshot.
Yeah,
1,100, bro.
On YouTube, like 200-300,
maybe
something like that. I don't remember.
9 likes.
9 likes is crazy.
Oh my god!
Instagram was we were struggling on Instagram.
No, we were
Instagram,
struggling on
Instagram. That was disgusting.
We were struggling on
TikTok.
I think March 3rd was when I changed the whole format of the TikTok, and that's when I was like, all right.
Once you change the format, I ain't gonna lie, them motherfuckers definitely started getting funnier.
Yeah, then we hit like 10K, and then I don't even know how we got from 10K to like 40K. Then we went 40K to like 100K. And
no,
like,
we was at 60K.
I don't remember
to
60K. 150.
Yeah, we was at 60 to 150 in like 2-3 days.
Definitely, it was definitely.
Then TikTok like said, "Fuck you guys," gave us community guideline violation on a bullshit ass video.
I'm saying
we still good, but yeah, like literally, it was crazy because it's like we went from like 60K to like 50K, and then that violation kind of fucked us up. But we was like, we just gonna keep it pushing. And now we starting to get our little TikTok views back. You know what I'm saying?
And we're at the cuspice of 200K.
Yeah, we're like knocking on the door.
We're like at 192.5.
It'd probably be like one banger or two good videos.
We really just got to get them to fuck with us because we've had bangers on bangers, bro.
Yeah, facts. Yeah,
we've had bangers on fucking bangers. It's crazy.
I've been on TikTok and messaging them like every other day. Can't do more than that. So.
Yeah, once we get that little guideline violation gone, bro, I can repost that video, bro, because that was a funny ass video, bro. That was a funny ass video.
That was a funny video.
And the thing is, I think when people like us so much because we're just ourselves. We ain't trying to force no shit or nothing like that. I see a lot of these podcast people, and people be getting podcasts. I'm glad we beat the allegations.
What allegations?
The allegations of men with podcasts.
I'm so glad we beat those. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I'm so glad we beat those.
Those are pre-allegations.
Bro, because on Twitter, bro, it be so funny when women be like, if a male say he gonna start a podcast, you might as well just give it up or something like that. Because they think that all you gonna do is sit there and shit talk women and everything like that. Like, bro, I'm so glad people actually enjoy our podcast. Because if we was one of them, bro, we would not be as big as how we
are. Yeah, no, not at all.
We definitely would not. What?
I love women.
What type of women?
No, I'm just saying like all women. What like type mothers, of women? What does that mean?
Do you like to have relations with?
What do you mean? I'm confused.
What type of women do you like to have relations with?
That's not the thing. I'm just saying like all women.
No, I'm asking.
You want to ask random. You want to add random things.
I'm saying like you set yourself up, bro.
What type of women?
What type nigga?
Well, preferably I like black women.
Mm. Interesting.
What's your favorite body part?
Probably the face.
Interesting. What about the face? What body part on the face?
It's like a pretty face.
No, what feature?
I say the eyes or the lips.
Eyes is a good one.
I've always said girls with big lips.
That shit. Eyes is a good one.
Eyes gotta go lips. With the cheekbone.
You're a cheekbone guy?
Then they like statues. Yeah,
gotta have some decent cheekbone.
I've always said lips for me.
Lips.
The prettiest, the best curve a girl can have on her face is her smile. Yeah.
That's a fact, though.
That's a good one.
That's
yeah,
a fact.
That's a good one.
Me,
yeah.
I like eyes. I would think for eyes. I would think for eyes.
What color?
Lips.
Any.
Interesting.
As long as their eyes tell a story,
interesting.
They got me.
Interesting. I mean, dropping quotes.
Do my eyes tell a story?
Yeah. What they say?
Saying, shut the fuck up.
What about you, Kevin? What is your, like,
the
face? Like, what do you look at?
What was the first thing you noticed about your girl?
Yeah.
Smile.
No,
smile is my favorite.
Yeah, I think that's like.
Yeah, I think a nice smile is really nice. A smile in her eye.
I hate when people be like some niggas just I don't know if it's just me. I don't think I could ever hit a woman that I just don't find attractive. It's just she got like a nice ass body.
Wait, what?
I don't ever think I could hit a woman that's like. Well, let me not say hit, but like have sex with a woman because I don't want them to take that out of context.
I was gonna say, what do you mean by
yeah,
hit?
I don't want them to take that out of context. I don't think I can have sex with a woman that is unattractive in the face and has a beautiful body.
I like personality, bro.
Yeah, I've grown up, bro. I don't really care what you got. As long as you're a nice person to me to others as well.
Flex.
No.
You can't be.
You can't just be nice to me and fuck the world to others. That's not right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I be saying, what's it called? People be like, be nice to me and me only. Like,
yeah, that's not right. Nigga, that's weird.
That's rooted in misogyny.
I'm about to say.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So that's
like, fucking King Kong logic, bro.
Yeah.
So
it's like when a dude only likes like one girl but hates every other woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's rooted in misogyny because like they don't like women, or not that they don't like women, that they choose to put other women down, but the girl that they fuck. You feel me?
Oh, so like a respect thing. They don't respect other people.
Yeah.
But they don't. Okay. I see what you mean.
Me, that logic makes no sense to me. You ever seen the memes where it's just like when when me and my man hate everybody.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Bro, I hate
so
those.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, when girls say they don't like a friendly man, what do they mean by that? Because like somebody that just like talks to girls, or like,
yeah, somebody who just like they say somebody who's just like they're very friendly with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like they'll be like. Like in the store, just talking to a girl, and it could be they won't even care if the girl is attractive or not. They'll just be talking.
Like, that sounds like insecurity.
How my dad be doing that shit? Mm-hmm. How I say my dad? He literally talks to every fucking body.
Just small talk.
Yeah, he just small talks to every fucking body.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with
insecurity.
It, some women,
yeah,
don't
some
like
people
it.
Just don't like when guys are friendly. Now I'll get it if you're like trying to shoot your shot and you come like flirting with other people, but like, I don't know, you just be talking with people. It'd just be cool. It don't even be nothing like that.
Yeah, I mean, if I make eye contact with someone, like, just in the store, I'm going to say hi. Either way, because I don't want it to be weird.
Yeah.
No, I'd be weird.
I'd be weird.
It'd be weird?
Just like how I'm looking right now.
Oh, God. Like, if somebody just stares at me,
I just stare back.
Anything, I just stare back.
I'm just staring back. I'm staring to the soul. Like,
if I lock eyes with you for more than 2 seconds, like, it's weird if you're just looking at me for no.
Oh, my God. Is that Kelvin? I don't know if it's him.
I'm staring at the soul.
I couldn't just look at you, and that's just weird to me.
That's what I be doing.
You're gonna be locking eyes with somebody,
especially with the little kids in the store that just be looking at you for some reason.
Those kids, they look at anybody.
I just be staring.
I stare back.
Staring.
I stare back.
And when the parents look away, I try to scare their ass.
Nah, that's fucked. That's fucked.
I be doing that, bro. I ain't trolling. I just be staring.
It would be like, what the fuck you want, little nigga?
And they be like locked on. Like, I'll be coming from over here. They just be. I'm saying, I thought you'd be looking back at me.
I'm saying,
no, like, I ain't gonna lie. Looking like that is crazy.
Kids have staring problems, bro.
Just
kids
be looking.
They just don't know that uppercut two-hit combo can come at anybody.
That's insane. Y'all uppercutting kids now?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Y'all ever be in a store, like walking behind people, you making faces?
No.
What? Bro, what?
Bro,
that's definitely some psychotic behavior.
That is definitely psychotic
that's
behavior.
That's definitely something psychotic, bro.
I'm about to say, where did that even sometimes. Come from?
I've been
would
doing
you be just like, right behind him or something? Like, what are you doing?
Nothing crazy the like fuck? That. But it's like,
nah, describe it, because I'm like, no, I'm really confused.
I mean, I don't do it to like everybody, but like certain people, like, where I work at. Some
like the grown adults?
Nah, like certain people. Not even that. It'd just be anybody.
So you just be sticking your middle finger at somebody's, the back of somebody's head.
I actually did that before, but nah, I don't do that often.
Bro, that is fucking
that's
weird.
I'd be like, talk to somebody or whatever. Then they'd just be walking in the store, I'd be doing something. I'd just have them look up. And I just look and I'd just be. Look at him like that.
Nah, that's crazy.
That is weird.
Getting one of those smiles like
that.
I ain't gonna
crazy.
Lie. I thought he was about to say, you know, he be doing buddy ears
yeah,
or something like that. Like,
I be doing that too.
Like on the head.
I be doing that too.
Nah, that's weird.
They gonna look in the camera. They gonna get your ass for everything.
I be sometimes walking out, like I'd be like walking past them and I put my hand on their head, just be like. Like from the palm of that shit. Nah,
are you serious? That is so weird. That's why when I walk in like by myself in the store, I always like look behind me all the time. Like,
it's always dudes though, because I always feel like the woman got like a sixth sense. They just know. Just know
they
that you're doing
will.
Some crazy.
I'm about to say,
you must
I
be walking behind bots.
When you put your hand like this, I don't know what it is, but I be getting look like sensors be like, hey, nigga, this nigga finna touch you.
My spider sensor.
It's like, it's just like, I don't know.
Nigga,
I don't know. I feel like women just know. They just be like, what the fuck? Yeah, turn around quick.
Yes. That's strange. Stop. Bro, Vance was really putting energy on me, bro.
It's that weird energy.
No, it felt, I don't know how to describe it. It's like lukewarm water.
Bro, what? Tapper.
That's crazy.
Like,
nigga, I don't know.
Tap water.
I look you feel it too, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
add a little.
All right, bro. Okay.
Y'all ever
see
them TikToks where the dudes be trying to like, they be like.
Yeah, they be blasting water bottles.
Yeah, blasting water bottles with their palms, acting like they got super pop. Y'all think that's real?
I don't know, bro.
Think it's complete bullshit.
I don't know, bro. I be scrolling past them bitches.
Hey, call
them
out.
Whether they're real or not,
I don't know.
How is it going to affect the economic and political state of the universe
right now?
If it's
real, better teach me shit.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to be a metahuman.
And so is DNA.
Government find his ass.
I think he was moving the ripples.
You know what I'm finna? Hold on.
Hey, y'all see Joe Biden riding a bike?
Yeah, that nigga.
Nah, that is funny,
that
bro.
That shit was ass hilarious. Nigga fell, bro.
That shit was hilarious, man.
Bro, that makes our country look like a joke.
It does look like a joke. It does. It's like, bro.
A president falling off a bike, bro.
Yeah, it's like, how did he fall? The nigga wasn't even moving.
It was the, you know, like how you can have the bicycle straps to your foot? He had one of those on his foot. So when he tried to get off, one leg got on, but the other was stuck. So he just fell.
So my man's had to strap his own self onto the pedals?
Yeah, his foot was strapped to the pedals. I don't know why he would use
that. Sleepy just got too sleepy.
I don't know why he would use that.
I thought he was like, one foot was on the ground, one foot was on the other pedal, and he pushed down and then lost his balance like that.
He had one of those like straps where...
Yeah, it was caught on his foot. I guess he thought he took his foot out, but he didn't.
So he just tumbled.
He was just...
Whoever recorded that shit, bro.
They got golden footage.
No cap.
That's some historic shit right there.
Sleepy Joe, man.
That's definitely... How you gonna embarrass himself next?
Let me look up what's it called. I'd be wondering, like I'd be trying to look up other podcast topics and everything like that. I'm gonna look up best podcast topics of 2020 best of 2022 topics. I mean,
that daughter or gay son?
Don't bring that back, bro.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah, that's.
I hope that digital footprint comes back.
I hope it do.
What digital footprint?
How to choose
digital? You don't know what a digital footprint is?
I said what I said.
But of what
advice.
Though?
Advice is number one.
What'd you say, Malik?
No, you said digital footprint of what though?
Gay son thought daughter question. Oh, this nigga always asks.
Somebody said advice. What do people be asking for advice about?
How to get girls.
I'm about to say that's literally the only thing they ask us.
And how to make friends.
I'm about to say how
to be happy.
How to be happy?
I feel like that's something you got to figure out.
I'm about to say that's not something you can really get advice on.
Because it all depends on what makes you happy.
Exactly.
The money.
Yeah, that's definitely something.
The people.
Somebody said true crime. Talk to people in a train or a bus. Book reviews, movies, comedy, business, sports talk. I fucking hate sports talk, bro.
I do too.
Sports. Yeah, you don't watch sports.
I don't.
But you know what?
Okay, and
Shout out to Rushed Hour.
Oh yeah, shout out to Rushed Hour.
No cap.
Nah, they did shout us out. They did shout us out. They shouted me out too.
I didn't get to listen to the episode. Yet.
I listened. It was pretty interesting. They were talking about conspiracy theories and all that.
Wait, who?
Okay, so they're branching off.
Rushed Hour.
I believe so. Yeah, they said that they're still going to talk about sports.
Who was it? Hans Hunter Mato.
It's just Mato Hunter and Matt.
Mato Hunter and Matt. Okay. Yeah.
When I was on an episode a while ago with them, they were still doing like conspiracy theories and stuff like that.
Mm.
But they just stopped.
Yeah, I like conspiracy theories. I got a lot of them.
Start uploading. What's it called? Uploading on TikTok. That's one thing. If y'all ever like, listen, if y'all want to do social media or anything like that, bro, do everything across all platforms. Like literally, everything across all platforms, because you never know what the fuck could happen. Just because you're on TikTok doesn't mean you shouldn't be doing the same thing on Instagram. You shouldn't be doing the same thing on Twitter. You gotta have all social medias across everything if you're trying to get successful in social media. I always said if you're trying to do YouTube, make sure that you take the funny clips or informational clips. Or is informational a word?
Yeah, informational clips.
Anything, just plaster it to TikTok, Twitter, anything. If you get bad criticism, just improve. If you get good criticism, keep on doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not really hard to grow. But the thing is, you have to be able to put in the time. You have to be able to be willing to actually want
consistency.
And consistency, motherfucker.
Yeah, because I actually never believed it until we start being consistent. When a lot of YouTubers be like, be consistent. I was like, bro, that's not it. It's really it. It's not that it wasn't it.
It's just more I never really fully understood the power of it. Until we started seeing results of the podcast. Because I'm not going to lie, once we started seeing, I'm like, damn, like maybe I got to step up these other attributes of my life.
Yeah.
And shit like that. That's why I'm dropping music, y'all. You know, link in the bio.
You must be putting that link. I ain't putting that bullshit.
I'll put that link in.
I'm just playing. I'll just put that link in. But
gotta
yeah.
be able to eat. I gotta be able to eat.
Talk about this Drake album.
Oh god.
Honestly, I need another listen.
Madiba Rhythm.
The funniest tweet I seen though was it sounds posthumous.
Bro, that had me so fucking dead. To be honest, the album
Bro, I always say, like, I think a good album is at least, like, a little bit more than half the songs are downloadable. Not every album is going to be, you know, just straight hits on hits on hits on hits.
That still got you, bro?
Bro, I'm just thinking of the moment I saw it, bro, because that had me, like, I was crying, bro.
Nah, like,
but
go ahead.
What's it called? Like,
talk towards the mic. You have it towards the side.
It still picks up. But what was I saying? Like I said, I need another listen because the album was, you know, majority dance, dance in house and stuff like that. And, you know, listening at the time I was, like, I'm thinking, like, you know, it's going to be, like, some hard things. Like,
God's plan.
I'm thinking it's going to be, you know, spitting. You feel me? Like, that's what I was prepared for.
Yeah, me too. I thought he was going to come on here.
Like, the cover he put in made it seem like, okay, he's back in his mode. You feel me? Plus, it was a surprise album. Yeah. I'm thinking he getting back in his mode. I was not expecting house.
It gave, like, when I... Damn. You good? When I was, like, looking at the cover, I was thinking it was going to be, like, if you're reading this, it's too late.
That's what I'm. That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking he's going to get some hard rap shit or something, like, something, you know.
Some rap.
I was not expecting house. I was not expecting. I think that's really what it was. Just pop music, pop house,
but electro music.
To be honest, yeah. To me, I actually when I listened to it like a couple times because I was like, you know, I was like on a plane and shit, so I had no choice but to listen to it. The shit actually wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. It was a couple songs on there. They were absolutely fucking garbage. But, like, there are some songs. Like, that intro was fucking terrible.
That intro was horrible,
yeah,
bro.
The intro was absolutely terrible. That was dog shit.
It was horrible. It was, like, I don't know what he was trying to do, but him trying to sing falsetto with the auto-tune just, it didn't eat. Shit was it ass. Wasn't giving what it was giving.
But, like, why does everybody, like, think if you don't, like a Drake album, you're a hater or you're a bot?
Bro.
I don't understand it. And then they'd be like, oh, you don't listen to other genres. How does that make any sense?
No, you know what it was? It was the niggas. It really be the people that be, like when they listen to Drake or anything like that. And it's so funny because it's like other artists can step outside their box, but because it's Drake, he can't really. They come in expecting.
I know, they come in expecting. But Drake has got out his box, like with More Life, like when Diva Rhythm.
Yeah, but
Get It Together. Just, like those are some really good built songs.
And
like,
I think
when he came, all right, let me.
Yeah.
When he came in on Honestly Nevermind, it was honestly disappointing to me because he's showed the ability that he can make music like that with groove and the change and the house music, but. When he came on the album, it really just disappointed me. I'm not saying it was bad. I probably need a couple more listens. Maybe like one or two songs on it I'll like. But like, I was just a little disappointed because, you know, when it's Drake, he's the biggest artist in the world for a reason because he always delivers on something that he's bringing to the table. And when I came in, I was kind of disappointed. I was like, what is this? Like, I can listen to somebody that's better or like that does better or like listen to somebody else that, you know, it would intrigue me because it just... As a listener, I like stuff that catches my ear, and it didn't really catch my ear on the production.
No, 100%. Like, so. And that's what I was like. I was like, if he would have, the album was cool, but it was too many songs like they were too close together.
Yeah.
Like, if he would have, like, what's it called? Was it Chimmy Choo or something like that? Jimmy Snacks? Or the one with 21 Savage. 21,
that was a good song.
That was a hard-ass song. And what's it called? Same thing with Sticky. Sticky was a different. It was a different type of vibe. It was still like house music, but it was like he was in that bitch actually like talking and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as it goes, like with the other songs, it was like they were too close together. And yeah, it's like with more life, it was everywhere. It was jumping around. He didn't have any songs. There were songs in there that they could have sounded like, but they were not right next to each other.
And for More Life, he had the songs that were like similar, kind of like next to each other, but like they all had like different rhythms. They all sounded different. And like it had their own. That album honestly has like, I feel like it has like three sections, the rapping, like the singing, and then like the house music, you know,
I was just like, I wasn't even disappointed. I was like, I understand he's just trying something new.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with trying something new.
I'm like, he's the biggest artist in the game for a reason. Like, he literally doesn't have to do anything else.
People act like nowadays, if you don't like Drake, you just try to be different or something.
Yeah,
it's
and
weird.
It's like, it's nothing wrong with not liking Drake. Don't get me wrong, I'm a fucking Drake, like, stan.
I'm a fanboy. Yeah, I'm a fanboy.
But, like anybody with a fucking right ear and a left ear can sit up there and tell you that album it was not it.
Yeah, and that's okay. That's okay if an album's not okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Just an opinion.
No, like I always said, if the reason I think is, I mean, what I say is a good album is when it's like at least half of the song, at least half of the songs are what's it called? Being able to be downloaded, be downloaded and shit like that, because that means they at least completed on half. Nobody really. There are albums out there that they have like no misses and shit like that, but that's very rare. Yeah. That'd be like one album throughout somebody's career. Like you could say damn More Life, no skips. There's damn near no skips on there.
There is damn near no skips on that motherfucker.
There's damn near no skips. Drake has an album where it's damn near he pretty much he almost has multiple albums.
I'll say maybe Glow on there.
What a Time to Be Alive, definitely Glow. 10 out of 10.
What a Time to Be Alive, it's that's 10 out of 10.
Definitely 10
that
out
is
10.
Definitely a 10 out of 10.
It did. They said what it did, and it did what it needed to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is. That 10 is. Out of that 10. Is
like nothing was the same. 10 out of 10.
That's
10 out of
10. That's a W. There's literally.
Take care. 10 out of 10.
That's a W.
He has multiple albums where it's just you don't skip songs. You just don't do that. If you skip it, it's fucking disrespectful. But now it's like he can toy around. He can do whatever he want.
Yeah, that's a good thing. It's a good thing though. He's showing artists that you can break out of your bubble and just you don't have to.
The thing is, you can't though. He's showing these other big artists that you could break out of your bubble.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If you're still young and you're still like
make what you want to make.
A motherfucker Nardo Wick can't do that shit. He got to still go on that hard shit because that's what the fuck he's known for.
That's what the label won't let him go on a different route.
But I'm saying even if he did, like he doesn't need that right now because he needs that hard shit. That's what people know him for. If he tried to sit up switch too early, boom, you falling the fuck off.
Yeah, if you switch too early, if you
switch too early, you falling the fuck off. But like Drake, come on now, these are just they're fucking classics.
Yeah, they are classics.
They are fucking classics. He don't have to do nothing else. That's like Beyonce. If Beyonce drop an album, she can sit up there and start rapping.
She is.
On Renaissance, she sit up there and start rapping and fucking beatboxing on the beat. Nobody's gonna give a fuck. They're gonna be like, yeah, that shit's not it. But Beyonce's already legend.
Also, hey, but you know Beyonce, she's gonna come through with that pressure.
100%.
Because Beyonce, she can rap.
She always
Beyonce don't
through.
Ever put out no bullshit, yeah, really. Yeah,
yeah. Like she came with she that really 7-Eleven. Ooh, that song, man, that song did crazy. Or Drunken Love. Oh my God.
Drunken Love is so hard.
Yeah. Bro, I remember like, I think it was like 7th or 8th grade.
Lisa have not been singing that song.
I'm saying, talking about I've been drinking watermelon. Man.
Bro, when you really think about it, Beyonce, bro, she was really speaking some nasty ass shit.
No, yeah, she was getting nasty on that song, bro.
She was speaking some nasty ass shit.
What was the bar? She was like, fill the tub up halfway and then ride with my surfboard.
Riding on that surfboard.
Bro, I didn't know what that line meant until years later, bro.
Nobody knew what the fuck
and he
was
singing
about.
That shit with my heart out, bro. That shit was so crazy. But, you know, shout out Beyonce. I'm a Beyonce stan.
Yes, Beyonce stan.
Yes, no,
I need another album from Kaytranada for real. Even though he just dropped one, but I need another one. I need his own solo project. Because Bubba, I don't know if y'all listen. Have you listened to Bubba All the Way?
Not All the Way.
Bubba All the Way. I think that's a 9 or a 10. 10 out of 10 album to me. I keep going back to it. Like the replay value on it, it's amazing. Probably one of the best albums I've listened to.
Why the fuck does Pierre Bourne hate success?
I don't know. He just be doing it. I don't know. I mean, he be making his own music. It be hard, too. Yeah. But like, I don't know. I don't think he do that feature thing like that, really, honestly.
Bro,
what you mean?
Cause he was talking about he has songs with Drake on
Poof and Drunken Nasty.
Yeah, and Drunken Nasty.
Bro,
he was like,
Drunken
y'all not
Nasty
hear that.
With Drake on there, bro. Drunken Nasty is like my favorite Pierre Bourne song.
I actually haven't listened to that project.
What? What's it called?
Life of Pablo Five. I mean, Life of Pierre Five.
That was hitting. I haven't listened to it for a while, but it was hitting.
Number 4 is like damn near no skips.
It is no skips. 100%. It is no skips.
Like no skips.
My favorite transition is Ballad to Routine.
Man,
I love that one, bro.
He really like went
them transitions.
Crazy.
Just
yeah,
get
it's
you
a transition,
bro. Nah, his transitions are something different. Like something definitely to be studied.
Number five is very hard too. Definitely. Drunk and Nasty, bro. That is, bro. I always say like literally, when I know you don't drink, but like when you drinking and shit, like that is a perfect vibe song. Like, want to get drunk and nasty. Like, that shit is a perfect vibe song. Nick know what I'm talking about. I think, yeah. I don't know. I think Nick was the one that actually put me onto that song.
Drunk and Nasty? I would not be surprised if he did.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I think Nick put me onto that song. But Yeah. Let's go ahead switch up the topic because you know
what's up.
People. Wait,
how much time have we got?
On? what's it called? I know people don't want to just sit up here and just listen to us talk about music and everything like that. They like we just jump around and shit like that. Which I really do appreciate that y'all just listen to us talk about anything.
I've been listening to a lot of alternative music. I don't even listen to rap like that for real no more.
No, I don't.
I'm not even going to lie. Oh, God.
I've been making a lot more alternative shit.
A lot of alternative is what's really been on my mind. That's really been... I've been loving. A lot of artists. Just tons. But go ahead. What'd you...
No, it really is, bro. Like, literally, I was like, I hate one-dimensional ass people when it comes to music. Like, that they just listen to, like, one thing only. Like, it'd be like, bro, I ain't gonna lie, I tapped into country music.
Really?
Country music is nice.
Country music.
Put me on.
That's not bad.
I be wanting to, but I don't know where to, like, dive
in. Like, you need that authentic country music.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. I don't want to dive in and be mainstream.
I be listening to them niggas who be, like, you know, singing about their heart getting broke out and shit like that. I don't want to hear no white dude talking about sipping lean on hi-hats. Like, that's not what I'm there for.
Talking about sipping lean on hi-hats.
Lil Nas X.
But he's black, though, so, you know, he gets a pass. 11-11,
make a wish.
I wish he loved me back.
My wish was I wish she'd text me back.
I wish she was here right now. But, go ahead. But go ahead. What were you trying to say before?
Still 11-11. Make another wish.
Dang, my mom's calling me. Probably got to move the car. All right, so what did you have to say?
Hmm?
You had something to say. You wanted to awesome. You wanted to switch the topic. You good?
Disgusting. I wanted to switch the topic.
Yeah, what did you want to say? Because we were talking about music.
I don't even remember, to be honest.
I'm dead.
I really don't. I ain't gonna lie to you. This is the Flu Game podcast. No,
let's talk about the social and economic. Social and economic state of the world.
You want some? She wants to play.
Hey, get up here now.
Get up there, girly.
Now.
Let's talk about mythical creatures. One right here.
What about mythical creatures?
If you had a choice to be a mythical creature, what would you be?
A dragon?
I'd be Aaliyah.
You say a dragon?
Yeah.
Explain yourself.
Nigga, how many, since I can pick it, I guess I can pick the ones I want. I want mine to be like the Western American dragons, you know, the ones that breathe fire and shit, like, you know, fucking, we're destroying, you know, empires and shit like that.
So like Avatar?
No, those are Eastern.
Eastern are
more, dang, man. Easterns are more associated with like nobility, wisdom, you know, longevity and all that stuff. I just want to destroy shit.
Interesting.
If I'm just for the fuck of it.
So like the Shrek dragon?
Yeah, definitely.
Or like a Games of Thrones dragon?
Yeah, like legit. They just like you come near them and they just
Goblet of Fire dragon.
They just start fucking shit up. You feel me? Like just for the vibes. Like you don't even have to do anything. Like they'll just, you know, sniff you or some shit and just, you know, breathe like a mountain of fire at you, and you done.
So you wouldn't want to be a unicorn?
No, not really, because like unicorns don't really do shit.
What about
but
the Loch Ness monster?
What about the Kraken?
What about a centaur?
What about the Galapagos monster?
Oh my god!
What is the Galapagos monster?
What the hell?
Galapagos monster.
Yeah, but for me, maybe werewolf.
That'd I was nice thinking one. if I'm gonna be a werewolf, bro, I gotta be able to shapeshift.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I gotta be able to shapeshift.
Yeah, shapeshifter.
All right, so you can be any mythical creature with the power to shapeshift between, you know, each state. Yeah.
I'm being
so like me, I'm able to transform into a dragon or like I can, you know, any state in between that shit.
I'm going Fenrir.
What?
Fenrir.
What is
it? It's a Norse, I think a Norse mythology god.
Oh,
the son of God. He's the son of Thor. Loki.
Or is it son Loki. Of Loki? Son of Loki.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
me.
He's basically a big ass wolf.
I've been watching that, you know, when I was watching, you know, Teen Wolf. Scott was a true alpha. So you know what I'm saying?
Oh my god!
I'm a true alpha,
bro. Teen Wolf fell off so hard.
They're making a movie,
bro. I don't see how. They said like
They said they start filming, and 2 days later they said it was done.
Nah, that was crazy.
That was, who films a movie in 2 days?
That was crazy.
Have you ever like looked back on it, like actually watched clips? It's so bad.
No, it's fucking terrible. Did you see, awful. Bro? Did you see Scott turning into a true alpha?
Yeah,
the nigga literally said.
Or when Deucalion, they were like, "Oh, he's finna show his true form," and then went on commercial break and he came back. It was the most bogus.
It was the most CGI bullshit I've ever seen.
It wasn't even CGI. Like their transformation, like they would like put the ears on them and stuff like that.
No, Deucalion had Deucalion had a full CGI.
That was when he fully transformed.
Yeah,
I'm talking about when he was like. Oh, like I'm finna transform. Because he never transformed because the nigga was so badass. Like he was too strong. The alpha of alphas. You know how they was hyping him up?
Yeah.
He was a blind nigga. Couldn't see, just strong. And then, because I remember it was like, I think him and Scott and Derek. And then I think he was fucking up the Allison's mom or aunt or something like that. He was fucking her up. And then he transformed. He's like, "You guys have made me angry. Now I'm gonna show my true form." And it went on commercial. It came back. He said, "Most bogus thing I've ever seen in my life."
Bogus ass fan.
Like if I'm you just say, see the clip of it, you'd be like,
"Bro, that whole show, like really, like the whole bro, the first season was goated."
No, after Allison died, fell off.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, as soon as she died, it just fell off.
After Allison died, it fell the fuck off, bro.
Because they brought that Nikitune bullshit and.
I was like, bro,
the fox.
Too much, bro.
Yeah, it was too much, bro. And then she disappeared in like the desert.
The fox was cool. Was Scott? I mean, was Styles? What's it called? The fox was cool when he was like manipulating motherfuckers. And
oh
shit.
Yeah, that was nice. That was nice.
That was cool. Yeah, he's a really good actor. He was a good actor. Dylan O'Brien is a really good actor. But otherwise, that bro. That show was such a fucking disappointment.
They used to be like, "Lydia, what's wrong?" And she'd just be screaming for no reason.
Literally banshee. Just right, a banshee. Like, bro, like what the fuck, bro? That shit pissed me off. Like, not every single person in that bitch just got powers.
Yeah, everybody got powers.
Like, except the nigga who was supposed to get him the most is Styles. Everybody wants to see fucking Styles become a werewolf.
Derek was a wolf that just ran off and just
yeah. The blue eyed werewolf. Like, bro, shut the fuck up.
Only the people that lost their closest ones can get that form.
Like, then Scott is a true alpha, but he can't kill nobody otherwise he loses. What type of bullshit is that? What the fuck type of bullshit is that?
Man, he's still getting his ass whooped.
Right, like what's the point of being what's the point of being a fucking alpha if you can't even kill nobody?
There's been no true alphas.
Yeah, like you kill somebody, next thing you know you lose your fucking powers.
And Peter.
Well, you don't lose, it's just you lose the color of the eyes.
Well, then what the fuck
but
is
yeah,
the point?
But yeah, it's just dumb. Just
yeah, like what's the fucking point?
Peter fucking was always there to get the scraps. Pick up the scraps.
It was a weird character too.
It was a bunch of weird characters. And the fucking twin werewolves was fucking weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
Oh my god, that show literally was, bro. That last season, the last season that they showed was so ass.
It was awful.
Oh my god, it was so fucking bad. It was so, the last episode was some shit. Like it was absolute dog shit.
What happened?
Like literally Styles was going like the whole, I think it was either Styles or Scott. One of them was gone the whole entire fourth season. I think it was Styles.
I think it was next, Styles. Yeah.
Then yeah, Styles went off to college or something
like
that.
Yeah, he was gone.
Then next thing you know, in the last 5 minutes, Styles shows up and he's like, "Oh shit, what happened?" And then they get to walking off into the sunset. I'm like, turn this bullshit off, bro. Like, turn this bullshit off, bro. It was a bunch of shows. I was just like, bro, back in the day, they were cool. But now, when you look back at them, bro, Teen Wolf was some shit. Oh, my God. It was some shit.
I'm not going to say any spoilers, but Ozarks, I feel like that ending was a little disappointing to me. I'm not going to lie.
I still got to finish it, so don't spoil
it.
It was very disappointing.
It was like, that wasn't what I was expecting. Like, it was a roller coaster the whole season, and that's just how it ends.
Yeah,
it's
serious, bro? Like, come on, bro. You got to end the shit better than that. You know what's a decent show that you got to watch? What? Snowfall.
Snowfall? If you are not caught up on Snowfall, bro,
Snowfall
what's that about?
Is fucking goated. It's about the crack epidemic in the 80s.
Crack epidemic?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Have you seen the clip? I saw the him, you, her, him,
bodies,
him,
bodies, 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 bodies.
That's where that clip is from.
Yeah. Yes. When I tell you, like at that point in the show, it was like fucking crazy. It was fucking crazy. that whole show, like, all together is just like a whole roller coaster. No cap. It's always, bro, why is it that shows about drugs are always the best ones?
Because you have the most drama.
But think about it. Think about how many you can name. Narcos.
Narcos.
Ozarks.
Ozarks.
Snowfall.
Snowfall.
Power.
Power. Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. Damn, what's another one?
Is there any others? I don't think there's any other popular ones.
It's most definitely others. Let me just
Queen of the South.
Queen of the South.
Queen of the South, yeah, that's another one. That's a good one.
Shows, let me just type in shows about drugs.
Queen of the South was a W.
It was a W.
I saw that on Netflix. I was like, oh, this shit look ass. Watched the first like three episodes. Like,
I was hooked.
BMF, man. Narcos. What's it called? Let me see.
Euphoria got drugs in it.
Let me see.
It's because it bring the most drama. That's why.
Yeah.
Because like when you're in the drug game, you can exploit it. Like you can show off like people dying around you, people close to you. Yeah, you gotta like protect them.
Nobody lives. I feel like shows that always kill the main characters are like the best shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why Game of Thrones is so good.
Yeah, yeah, Game of Thrones was absolutely amazing because you didn't. It was a point in time you didn't know who the fuck the main character
up
was.
Up to like season four.
Yeah, you really didn't know who the main character was.
After that, everybody had immortality.
Yeah, low key.
Everybody had that plot armor. Nobody
especially
died.
Especially Aya. Fucking Aya. She,
I don't know. She really got stabbed fucking, and jumped into a lake. She should have died. I'm sorry for spoilers if you're watching and you haven't caught
it. She was supposed to have been dead. I'm sorry, but you telling me the Night King got hit with a switcheroo and now the next thing you know,
I'm
that fucking.
I'm saying, bro. Like, that made me mad.
The Red Wedding, man. I'll never forget when I watched that for the first time.
I always said that was peak cinema. That was peak cinema.
Like
no cap.
About Mid of Thrones.
You hating until you watch the first episode and you be like,
nah,
damn.
It ain't going to really hit you. It's going to be like the third episode where it hits
you. Bro, it's a really good show. Like It's probably one of the best shows I've ever watched.
It's one of the best shows of all time. No cap.
I used to be just like him. Like, nah, I'm not watching that shit. And so I watched it. I gave it a chance. I'm like, bro, there's no way.
Once you watch it, bro, that shit is amazing.
I'm glad I caught it. Yeah, I caught it right at the end, so I can watch the last season while everybody was like complaining. Man, I was complaining
on Twitter. I was like, Game of Thrones, you fucking bitch. I was on there complaining just right with everybody. You watch Power?
No, I don't watch.
I watch a little bit, but I'm not like
Power's good too.
Yeah,
Power is good too. Snowfall is good too. Basically, damn sure. It shows about drugs and fucking mythical dragons.
You know what show fell off?
What?
The Walking Dead.
Yeah. I never watched that one. I don't think I will.
It fell off.
I think it's
off.
Too long.
After
for
season
me.
Six. Four? Or
season
six?
Six. Season After six.
No, well, oh yeah, Negan season.
Negan, when Glenn got bashed in the head, that's kind of when it started.
Yeah.
It started getting. Because Negan is still alive.
I'm pretty sure he died in the comics.
How the fuck is this nigga still alive, bashing people heads in and shit?
I'm saying,
that nigga was supposed to have one season and done. Now they turn this nigga into a good character.
He's the main now.
Rick not even on the show no more. Motherfucking Maggie pregnant, and now she with Negan. And like, bro.
Wait, she's actually with Negan now?
No, she's not like with
him. I don't know if it's still going on.
But they haven't like.
Is it still going on?
Yes, it's still on.
Bro, what?
It is still on.
They haven't met, right?
It's kind of like The Flash.
Yeah, they have.
I have no clue how The Flash is still on.
No.
The Flash is still on?
Yes, they cut all the CW shows except The Flash.
Bro, what?
They needed to cut that bullshit, bro. The Flash ain't been good since like season two or three, bro.
Like, it shows glimpses every here and there, but then like, it's just like cringe.
And the thing I hate about glimpses. The fucking Flash, it's always, bro, they never really tell the storyline until the last 5 minutes of the fucking episode. And then the whole last episode, Barry, you have to get faster. Barry, you have to run faster. Run, Barry. It's about the speed force. Yo, show speed. And then Barry, oh, next thing you know, boom, he speed punches him and
I think the problem with like shows like that is because they write themselves into a corner because they have so many episodes to fill. So like they were doing like 20 episode seasons. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And then when there's like 8 seasons now. So like 20 episodes.
The Arrow did good though.
That's crazy.
But the Arrow and the Flash are totally different.
Yeah, it's different.
Because
he doesn't have superpowers.
I'm about to say the Arrow don't have superpowers. And on top of that, they had like a bunch of shit going on around him. The Flash was literally just about superpowers and him damn near getting faster.
Yeah,
I guess.
Like, and the only, don't get me wrong, fucking, Bartholomew, that's his name, right?
Bartholomew.
That's the best nigga on the show. Fuck Barry.
What do you mean Bartholomew? Who?
What's Impulse. It called? Reverse Flash. He's the best fucking person on the show.
Talking about E. Barthon.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is the best character.
He's the best person on the show.
He's the best actor on the show.
Uh-huh.
Best actor on the show.
But fucking, I stopped watching that shit when they got the fucking Nora, the daughter.
I still watch. I'm not gonna
bro,
lie.
Bro, that shit is ass.
I like it because it's The Flash. That's why I watch Young Justice.
No, I started Young Justice.
That's really good. I finished that season. Yeah, I finished that season.
They didn't have episode two, so I had to go to episode three. I'm kind of pissed off.
What are you watching on?
What do you mean?
Huh?
What do you mean?
What are you watching on?
HBO.
Yeah, see, I have, what's it called? I didn't even look on HBO yet. I was just watching on the internet.
I got to step back and watch The Boys.
That's the Boys is so team. Good, bro.
Season three. Yeah,
y'all watch The Boys?
No, I haven't watched that.
Bro.
The first 10 minutes of the first episode, I promise you, you'll get hooked.
Yep.
You'll get hooked.
HBO?
Prime. When I tell you, I've been telling your ass to get a Fire Stick for I don't know how long. Literally, it is the fucking best show out right now, bro.
It is
the best show out. It's literally like Marvel, but just extremely fucked up.
I think I saw something you were doing. It was a death battle between him or
Omni-Man versus Homelander. Yeah.
Oh, then, that's that nigga?
Yeah.
The evil Superman? Yeah.
Omni-Man crunched that nigga head or something like that. I was watching in your live.
But Homelander was like,
I swear to God, crunched that nigga head.
That show is so good. It's
The Boys.
So fucking good.
It's so good.
Isn't it like where like corporations have superheroes or something like that?
Basically, it's like, just think of like all superhero universes that you know, like Marvel, DC, and just absolutely just transition it to just a straight social. They care about is social media.
So like, there's no, we don't kill bullshit philosophy.
Oh no, they don't give a fuck who you are. They will kill you in the worst way. When I tell you, I don't want to say no spoilers. How far are you in the fourth season or third season?
I actually haven't started yet.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything, but all I'm going to say is fucking no spoilers. All I'm going to say is the tip of a dick.
Wow.
The tip of a dick. That's all I'm going to say.
The tip of a dick?
The tip
That's
of a dick.
So crazy.
The tip of a dick. And once you watch it, you're going to be like, oh my fucking God, that's what he was talking about. But literally, y'all have to do a lot of catching up, but... Bro,
damn, how many seasons is there?
Oh my God!
It's only literally. Well, the third just came out. So
yeah, season three just came out. So
how many episodes per season?
Eight.
Yeah, it's like 8 hour
episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like hour 15.
You know what thing they can do with Young Justice? What? Bring Red Hood.
They probably will.
I think he already is in there. They shown a cameo of him.
I wouldn't be surprised. What season are you on?
I finished it. So like
you
dude.
Just finished it?
Yeah, the dude. You know the dude that's with what's his name? Forgot his name.
Grab it.
The old dude. Kung Fu, like...
I'm about to say, that's fucking terrible.
The ones that were at the end of the season were... I forgot his name. Like the...
So Young Justice
martial arts,
right?
Yeah.
Martial arts?
Like the martial arts dude. He was the... Dude, I forgot his name. He wore like a green robe.
Talking about... Fuck, what's that nigga name? Ra's al Ghul?
Yeah, Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, Ra's al Ghul.
Like, there's a dude with him, like, on his side. That, because they talk about the Lazarus Pit. Because, you know, Robin Hood, his character, is Jason Todd that dies. Because mm-hmm. Joker kills him. So they use a Lazarus Pit to bring him back alive. And they mention the Lazarus Pit, talking about, like, oh, that's the only way we can revive somebody.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably coming mm-hmm. up because they're setting up for Superboy, like Superman's son.
Yeah, because
Damian
he just got born.
And all that
yeah.
So I would not be surprised if he... appears into the next season because the current Robin is you know old as shit right now.
Yeah, there's three Rob. There's Jason Todd. They just off screened his death. That nigga was just dead.
They most definitely did, bro.
But I think it was in the movies. Like what in the movies? The animated movies. Are the animated movies in Young Justice connected?
I don't know. Young Justice is his own universe.
Yeah, I gotta catch up. So it's like
it's
a storyline, right?
Yeah. Say it again.
It's like a storyline.
Yeah, it's like it all connects. And shit like that. They do jump here and there and shit, but it all makes sense.
But like all of it's like one main goal.
Yeah.
It makes
but
more
it's actually one of my favorite shows. Hey,
cameraman.
Cameraman.
That nigga.
Wake up, buddy.
How much time we got? I feel like we should finish up with this segment.
Yeah.
We should, what's it called? Give advice to the young niggas. What advice do you have to the young niggas? The ones that, because I thought about it. He said he looked think of us as like older brothers. What advice would you give to your younger brother? Like being in the position that you are right now.
Stop beating your dick.
You know how many times we said that, bro?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, Nick emphasizes that. Nick emphasizes
stop
that.
Being a bitch.
No cap. Nah, he's dead. That is the most. Bro, what that nigga Daniel Caesar say? Never got no pussy acting like a pussy.
My nuts ain't got on. Look where that shit took.
Yo, that is the most true shit that I've heard. That is the most true shit I've ever heard. It's called Frontal Lobe Music by Daniel Caesar. He says, never got no pussy acting like a pussy.
Stop acting like a pussy.
So, literally, all my guys out there, you know what I'm saying? And women, too. Don't be acting like no fucking pussies. You know what I'm saying? Just because you got one don't mean you got to act like one. You know what I'm saying?
So don't be afraid to take risks.
Yeah, don't be afraid to take risks. We're not just talking about, like, women and everything like that. Like, taking risks in life and everything like that. Hey,
everything that we say can apply to, you know, whomever. It's just that we use male-centric terms.
Yeah.
And shit like that.
Pretty much.
Just take it how you get
somebody.
It.
Don't be afraid to reach out, you know? Stuff like that. Just little stuff. You know what I'm saying?
And remember, bro, don't sit up there. Bro, one thing, a phone works both ways, bro. A phone works both ways.
If you're thinking about them, they're probably thinking about you.
For sure.
100%.
I mean, it depends on the situation.
It does depend on the situation, but like me personally, nine times out of ten, if I'm thinking of somebody, They either contact me within the day or within the 2 days.
So you saying the girl I'm thinking about right now, I should contact her?
Well, like I said, it depends on your situation.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, it works like that for me too.
What?
With him, like if I'm thinking about them.
Because if I'm thinking of somebody, there's definitely a reason why I'm thinking about them.
Yeah, for sure.
You feel me? Like I don't know the reason you're thinking of somebody. You feel me?
You know, I actually noticed like when I'm going to bed and shit like that, a lot of the times I have dreams about the last people that I spoke to right before I go to bed.
100%, I do the same thing.
It's like when I dream about you, it's like it don't even have to be on no crazy shit or anything like that. But it's like it'll kind of like resonate in my mind for a little bit.
Yeah, people be thinking, what's it called? We be having sex in my dreams when I say I dreamt about them.
Yeah,
my dreams are just like,
you was just a Walmart worker, like, and I was like picking up, like, you know, boots or some shit.
Yeah, that's how all my dreams are.
Like that's what I'm saying.
You guys are like always in my dreams. Like people I've talked to like every day are just like always just randomly in my dreams.
You know,
like,
when you sleep on your stomach, they say it's more likely that you're gonna have a horny dream.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'll try that tonight.
Bro, what?
I'm just being serious, you know?
That's so crazy to add be on, honest. Though.
No, but I forgot where I read that at, but they said like
probably
when
be
you sleep,
your bed.
Like, huh?
You know, you're on your stomach, you just, you know, start humping your bed.
That's insane as well.
That's insane. But, no, they said when you sleep on your stomach, like, apparently, like, you're supposed to, like, have more sexual-related dreams or anything like that. I don't know. I tried it once. It actually worked, though.
I'm pretty sure I'll be having more sexual-related dreams.
I just can't sleep on my stomach. I like sleeping on my back. Sleeping on your back is probably the best thing you can do.
Yeah, I'll be sleeping.
What happened? Damn, you good, bro?
I be falling asleep hugging my pillow.
Yeah, it says new research has found that sleeping on your stomach makes you significantly more likely to have sexy dreams.
Sexy dreams.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, you know, new piece of information just dropped for y'all, you know.
Yeah, if you want to go ahead, if you think about that girl right before you go to sleep, hey, sleep on your stomach. Something might happen, you know what I'm saying?
That's wild.
When I was on my NoFap, I used to get a lot of horny dreams.
Oh my god!
A lot of horny dreams.
When you are trying not to beat your shit, bro, like it's like everything in your power just starts to just look like fucking like literally.
Not even now. When I was like deep in it, like I wouldn't even be thinking nothing. I'd just have a horny dream.
Yeah, I
don't even remember. I wouldn't remember nothing other dream. I'd just be horny, like just wake up and be like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, them horny dreams be appearing at like the worst times.
Just having a horny dream.
Like for no fucking reason. It'd be like just a random ass dream. Just horny as shit. Yeah.
Succubus attacking me.
No cap.
Man,
that's definitely.
Wish I had one of those.
I'ma do that
a
again.
Succubus?
You wish you had a succubus?
Wish I had one of those dreams.
Wow.
Interesting.
Bro, just go get real pussy,
horny
bro
ass. I'm about to say dream. Get some pussy.
Interesting
the
dream.
Fuck?
I'm going my NoFap again. I'm gonna give y'all an update next podcast. See if I failed or not.
Come on, see if I failed. So what's your streak right now?
One day. One day.
I ain't gonna lie. I just
one day and maybe like two more hours.
I just broke mine. I just broke mine not too what's it called?
like I was like for like a good week and a half.
It's hard because once you reach that like 2 week stage, you're like, man, fuck.
Yeah.
But if you can reach that like little, like a little like period,
it's a
right
little
there.
Gap.
And if you can break through, you're good. Yeah. If you hit a month, you're good. You can.
You get a month, you'll literally just stop thinking about it and everything like that. You'll just be good. But it's like once you start back, and it's like I always said, sometimes I just be doing it just because it helps me just like what's it called?
Sleep?
Think better.
Or think better?
Yeah, it just helps me think better. Cause like when I be like horny all the time, like nigga, I be making bad decisions. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I be hitting up people I ain't got no intentions of seeing no relationship with.
It definitely be so, like that sometimes.
You know, I might as well go ahead and put that energy to, you know, something else. So I just go ahead, do all the right deed, and then I be, all right, let's get this money.
I don't know how I hit like 9 months. That's fucking crazy. I don't know how I did 9 months. I really don't know how. I can't tell you how.
And so?
I really don't know how, bro. I beat the urges, bro.
Yes, you should.
I beat the urges. I pulled the impossible.
Did you get power zone?
I did.
What?
I can't let out the secrets.
Respectable.
But.
I wish I got power.
I don't know how I made it. I don't know how I made it past. Like, bro, 9 months is crazy. Still beating your meat? That's crazy. For 9 months?
I mean.
Yeah. Damn, I was really
what's
on y'all my shit.
You're a trooper. Streak.
Huh? What'd you say?
I was asking them what's their longest streak.
I'll take one. Don't mind.
I'll take like six.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
You got one? Y'all made it past 9 months like Afo.
9 months is crazy. I gave mine his. His
fell on the floor.
Ouch.
I don't feel like doing all that right now. Thank you.
Yummy. Yeah, I mean. I'll find it.
I think the reason why I broke is because I stopped talking to somebody. And I was like, you know, what the fuck? Like, I'm fucking horny. Like, let me just get this shit off. Listen, I just let it go, bro.
It be like that, though.
I was like, what the fuck am I even holding off this shit anymore for? Fuck this shit. And I just let it off.
Man, that nut you was going to bust on her was going to be crazy.
Nah, that's insane.
That was going to be crazy. Y'all ever seen OG Mukbone? OG Mukbone?
Nah, what is that?
Bro, the dude like came like for like 10 minutes.
Bro, what?
What?
Yeah, he like when he was coming, he basically like just like literally just kept going.
Like all at once?
Yes, like I want to show you the video.
Pissing? I was going to say.
Like he was pissing?
Yes, like it was like literal piss. Like it looked like it was literally piss, but
that's crazy.
It was crazy. It was like the long. It was called like the longest cum shot ever. Like, yes, bro. I was on Xbox late night and this
I'm
nigga told me.
I'm curious now.
No, like literally, when I tell you, it was bad.
No, like that's defying science.
It was bad, bro. It was bad. Hold on, I'm gonna just show you the. I'm gonna show you
take some type of pills.
That's what I'm saying. Like
he was definitely off something. He was definitely off something.
Like as at a certain point, is it just piss just coming out? But like
it's milking his balls, man.
No, your balls don't have enough fluid to, you know.
I mean, his apparently did.
That's why I'm curious. Like, there's no way.
It's science, you know.
Yeah, for 10 minutes straight, that's fucking
10 nuts. Minutes?
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what I'm saying.
Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
It was an exaggeration. It wasn't like 10 minutes.
You ever seen them like Japanese ones where they just like.
Yeah, they just be.
Yeah.
But like, you see that girl, that first girl?
Bro, what the fuck?
Like, you see the first girl?
Man, what the fuck?
Like, and he was still going.
That's so crazy.
The first girl, he was like not even halfway done.
Not even halfway done.
That's wild.
Like I was astounded. I was like, bro, like that. The girl literally, it got to the point she looked uncomfortable.
I mean, I would not be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised. Damn. I ain't gonna lie, this was a random ass podcast. We gonna be better next week.
I mean, like you said, we was coming off a flu. Like, literally right after the podcast, like, it hit us. So, you know, we're just getting back. We didn't want to do a Discord episode because, like, you know, y'all don't tend to
like
those.
Yeah,
we you know, interacting with each other in person and stuff like that.
Yep.
Maybe I'll do some cool edits on this one.
I'm dead. Start spinning things around.
Yeah, just start spinning shit around or some shit like that. Just do some cool edits. Keep y'all entertained and everything.
Hey, girly girl.
But yeah, this is not going to be no 2-hour episode today. We got a lot of shit to get done.
No, yeah, and, you know, we're back on schedule next week.
Yeah, we will be back on schedule next week, back to the 2-hour episodes, but we got some some little work to go ahead and put in, you know what I'm saying? If you want to go ahead and see what it is, go ahead head over to the TikTok.
Head to the TikTok, man.
It should be posted probably Wednesday. Wednesday, Tuesday, something like that. I don't know. We'll figure it out, but yeah, we got some shit to do, you know what I'm saying? We got another sponsor coming up, so yeah, we appreciate y'all for, you know, we try our best to do these sponsors because, you know, we down bad, and, you know, all the money that we get, we basically get it to going towards the equipment and everything like
and
that.
And the light bill.
And the light bill. so yeah, when y'all see us like doing stuff and y'all see us like doing skits and everything like that, we got to give it 100% because we want these other companies to sponsor us too, so we can go ahead upgrade. So eventually, you know, we sitting at like maybe a little table or something like that. Who knows?
I'm saying we getting out the mud.
Yeah, we
getting out the mud.
I don't know if we can go to a table. They love the red couch.
Nah, we got
to
love it.
We love it.
It's iconic.
Yeah, we got to keep the red couch, no cap. The little casting couch, no cap.
Hey, thank you for this cop drop. This was
yeah,
it's
really good.
It is. Yeah.
Hey, I told you it's the cream it strawberry.
Really good.
That shit is hitting, bro. That shit is a hit, bro.
That's really good.
But yeah, this was our flu game one. All right, so sorry for this lackluster podcast. We had to go ahead and get it out the way. It's the flu game, man. It's the flu game one. We still had to go ahead and put up a good. How much did Jordan put up? He put up like 45, good 40, something like that.
Yeah, like in the 40s.
Yeah, he put up a good 40 with the little flu game.
His shoe came out with 45.
Yeah.
Or is that his jersey? I don't know.
I don't
he wore 45 as well.
Shit. Yeah, I'm too tired.
So, damn. Brian, quote of the day.
Stop being a bitch.
Nah, that shit low-key. Yes.
Stop being a bitch.
Stop being a fucking bitch, man.
Bitch-ass niggas.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you. Stop being a bitch and just fucking live. Fucking live, nigga.
Go eat some watermelon.
Got watermelon in the fridge.
I got some at home.
I got pineapple at the crib.
Man, I feel like some fucking bananas.
I got pineapple juice in my fridge.
That's some good juice.
Now, you know what you need to eat? Eat some cantaloupe. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell your girl to eat some pineapple.
That's crazy.
Long she eat mine first.
This is a healthy meal.
You know? See why you gotta think I was going there. You see? But yeah, what we leaving down in the comments, man.
Listen to Brino's new song. I'm trying to get all the plug I can.
Low key. Listen to Brino's new song. Or should they say, I feel like I'm floating.
Nah, if I say that, they're not going to understand.
So yeah, in the comments, put listen to Brino's new song. We sorry about this you know, lackluster podcast, but listen, we're not feeling the best. We gonna make the best out of it though. No kizzy, no cap.
Yeah,
whole time I'm posting that. I'm posting that Zodiac what's it called, the big clip tomorrow.
Are you?
The short. If it bang like how it do on every other platform, that'll be fucking amazing.
That'd be actually crazy.
Don't worry, just let me build up, you know.
Oh my god.
I'm not gonna say too much.
All right, so quote of the day, stop being a bitch. Put down in the comments, listen to Brino's new song Floating. Shout out to my man's Bon Von once again. Shout out to Drew. Shout out to Aiden.
Shout out to
Zaria. Shout out to Mackenzie on TikTok. Shout out to let me see. That Kid Z-Rix. Shout out to Amaya Gabriel, I believe that's your name. Shout out to who else I know on the membrane. Grace Satterwhite. Shout out to shout out to Brandon. Shout out to anybody else y'all just know off the top of y'all head.
The one who made the waifu stuff.
Mouthful of Cherries. Shout out to Mouthful of Cherries.
What about the moderator that was always in our
Jenna?
Shout out to Jenna. Yeah, Jenna was in there too.
What, the moderator that was always in our chat.
Which one?
That we have modded. That she's just chilling.
On TikTok?
Yeah, on our lives.
Lil Baby. That's Lil Baby. No, that's not Lil Baby. No, that's Zaria. I said Zaria.
Zaria?
Yeah, Zaria's okay. Always. Yeah, Zaria. I'll be saying Zaria's name first. Shout out to on Instagram. I believe her name, I don't know if it's Malaysia or if it's Ma. I think she just said call her Ma.
Shout out Mo Glizzy. Shout out Joseph. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to, you know, Mo shout Glizzy, out all y'all, man. Such shout a out crazy all y'all. Name. We're going to be back next week with a guest. We're going to be feeling better. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We sorry about this podcast, but we keep it pushing. We keep it pushing. We're going to keep on grinding.
I'm going to plug my song in the next one, too.
Okay, you can do that, too. That don't even matter. Yeah, so y'all make sure y'all like, y'all make sure y'all share, y'all make sure y'all subscribe and everything of that sort. Down bad on me, down bad on three. 1, 2, 3. We all down bad.
Thumbnail.
Wait.
What?
What you say at the end?
Later. Fuck you, nigga. Nah.
No, the nigga been saying love y'all for like the past, like, I don't know how many podcasts. That's been the thing.
I was going to say it, but we ain't finished yet.
Nah, but I was about to
end. Love y'all, niggas.
Say it again one more time.
Love them niggas, bro. Love all y'all.
Say it one more time so they know it's real.
Love to suck the
nah. Nah, that's crazy. That is crazy.
Down to ride, are you down to ride? Are you down to die? Are you down to fight? Down to ride, are you down to die? Are you down to fight? Are you down to ride?
Are you down? Are you down? Are you down to ride?
Are you down to be the source of my life?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.